Buildings at Kansas universities need repairs, nearly $1 billion in repairs. Cash-strapped universities have let expensive maintenance backlog grow for years, but that hasn't stopped those same schools from spending millions on new buildings. As Stephen Basaha of the Kansas News Service reports, the cost of repairing the old and constructing the new is increasingly falling on the heads of students.
At nearly 100 years old, Henry and Hall is one of the oldest buildings left standing at Wichita State University, and it's showing its age.
Being in here every day, you can tell. It's pretty run down, and during the summer times, it's ungodly hot.
Student Robin McKellop is taking a ceramics class in Henrion. The former gym is now a fine arts building. In the summer, students sculpt in over 90-degree temperatures inside the building amid rats, poor lighting, and the fear of falling ceiling tiles. Then there are the health concerns.
How long has the ventilation been a concern here?
As long as I've been here.
And how long has it been?
25 years.
Barry Badgett is a professor at Wichita State. He says dust is always a worry when working with sand and clay, but it's more than the building's ventilation can handle.
We do what we can. I mean, we have people go outside or move next to the ventilation we have, but you always have to worry about silica dust.
Overexposure to silica dust can cause lung disease. Most buildings at Kansas universities aren't as bad as Henrion, but many badly need repairs. A recent report by the Kansas Board of Regents found state universities need to spend $100 million a year just to keep buildings from getting any worse. The state gives universities less than half that amount. Yet while old buildings continue to deteriorate, universities spend millions on new buildings.
We've often referred to it sort of as the higher education arms race.
Peter Reeves is a regional director with Sightlines, a company that advises colleges on their facilities. He says universities use new buildings to avoid losing students and their tuition.
If the main campuses that you're competing with down the street are building new facilities as a way to attract students, and you're not, and you're doing the, quote, responsible thing of investing in existing space, that might result in a negative outcome for you in the sense that you're going to lose students to those other schools that have these shiny new buildings.
The University of Kansas and Kansas State University both opened new business school buildings in 2016 to keep up Wichita State plans on its own. Yet while new buildings go up, the older ones are not being torn down. New construction is about expansion, not replacement, meaning new programs go in the new buildings while older programs stay in older buildings. That's led to frustration from students like Kelsey Coffey, who spends much of her time in Wichita State's aging Henrion Hall.
Sure, it's great that the university is growing, but also, like, we have problems in buildings that already exist and need a little love.
Wichita State students recently rejected a referendum to raise student fees to pay for the new business building and to renovate older ones like Henrion. K-State and KU have raised student fees in recent years to rehabilitate old buildings. Yet a large portion of the university's maintenance budgets goes to keeping new buildings looking and feeling pristine. K-State's head of facilities, Ryan Swanson, says it's like choosing between investing money in an older car or the new one.
The one from 78 is still going to ride like one from 78 and feel like one from 78 and probably break down like one from 78, but the one that's 2 years old, probably going to run pretty smoothly.
Swanson says that the majority of the costs for those old buildings are simply due to age. But without major repairs, students and faculty in older buildings are going to have to get used to more issues, like broken toilets or experiments getting destroyed due to power outages. Ryan Reeves, the campus building consultant, says those disruptions and the cost students pay to deal with them will only get worse for the next generation of students.
Yeah, I mean, definitely this problem is only going to get more acute into the future.
For the Kansas News Service, I'm Stephen Basaha in Wichita.
The Kansas News Service is a collaboration covering health, education, and politics across the state.